The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Nancy McCurrich, incumbent. Age. Did not answer. Years as a Port Coquitlam resident, 30. Occupation. Port Coquitlam City Councillor. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Warm Place for Women, Seroptimist International of the Tri-Cities, providing hot meals, activities, clothes, resource referral for women and children in need as a volunteer. Website. nancy4portcoquitlam.ca. Email. nancy.mccurrich@gmail.com. Phone. 604-968-4563. Facebook. Nancy McCurrich, proud Port Coquitlam City Councillor. Instagram. @NancyMCCurrich. Twitter. @Nancy_McCurrich. YouTube. youtube.com/watch?v=xl1zxxio. Why are you running? I have made a difference in my first term in regards to gender equity and was honored to be the recipient of the United Way of the Lower Mainland Community Service Award for work done in our city and nationally. Our council is the envy of many because of the results we have delivered. I am not afraid to be that solo vote opposed to a motion. I have more work to do supporting local businesses, the arts, sports, revitalizing the downtown, and have climate action ideas. I am a dedicated city councillor endorsed by Mayor Brad West. What's your number one issue and why? On the doorsteps, the majority of residents have expressed concerns in regards to transportation. Traffic calming measures on many streets and in front of schools and parks have made a difference, yet more work needs to be done. I will continue to advocate for all modes of transportation improvements, improved road safety solutions in high traffic areas, school zones, Prairie, Coast Meridian, Pitt River. Prairie traffic volume needs to be decreased with building the Fremont Connector, more multi-use paths with safer bike connections between the north and south side, along with the SkyTrain extension, and the West Coast Express expansion, all with the urge to encourage more electric vehicles and walking when possible.